This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Straight up top of the hour, we're going to have Joseph Meyer join us here in a second. I want to finish this thought, and I know this may seem convoluted, but this is so big, and this is one of the, people like Kelby Smith we have on, Brent Johnson we have on, Al Whitney, certainly Pastor Wright. When we have them on, this is what we're talking about. The 14th Amendment created a different jurisdiction. Constitutionally, it was legal for them to do. That's what they did, legally create this jurisdiction. What is fraudulent is then now pulling you into this jurisdiction. The federal government, so to speak, you are a sovereign without subjects. That's not my words. That's the first Supreme Court justice. And the 14th Amendment saying no state shall take away the privileges of a United States citizen. What privileges? There are no privileges of a United States citizen that won the American Revolution. The citizens, the Americans, they're citizens, but they're without subjects. That means they're not subject to. That means they're not subjects of the federal state, the federal government. This is all law, all established. This is common law. This is abso-freaking-lutely common knowledge among anybody who had any sense about anything the first, several decades of our country's existence. If you read them and really read law, this is the law. This is what America is. Along comes the Civil War, shakes things off a foundation, became an earthquake. This new jurisdiction, the slave population, primarily black, there were white slaves mixed in before this, certainly there were, before the blacks. The blacks weren't citizens. They weren't citizens, so they had no constitutional protections because they're not citizens. Now, they're going to make them citizens now. Don't you worry, son. We're going to take care of you. We're going to free you. We're going to make you free. Did they? You ever heard of a government having somebody in slavery and then freeing them without a purpose in mind? You ever seen that? They had a purpose. So they quote-unquote freed the slaves. They put them under this jurisdiction. There would be equal protection under the law throughout all the states. What did they just do? In this new jurisdiction, this USA corporation that then would grow up, they made it so the states were now auxiliaries, were subject to the federal control of this new jurisdiction that they just created. Yeah. So instead of the states forming the federal government, the South was saying, we don't want any part of this anymore. Who is superior, the states or the federal government? The created is always greater than the created. Creator is greater than the created. The states had the right, we don't want to be in this anymore. They had every right to say that and to do that. So now the jurisdictions came in, they created, because the war powers, basically it's almost like a mirror of the War Powers Act, because of the emergency they created this. Then they created this new jurisdiction with the birth certificates that came on later, the Federal Reserve Act, the Trading with the Enemies Act. Whose gold did they take? Ask yourself this question if it's still a little confusing or hard for you to understand. One, you had a $20 gold piece and a $20 Federal Reserve note. Which one would you want? Well, they had them both at the same time in the 1920s going on, the exact same time. You could buy, but one or another, you could go to the store and buy the same thing. Competing systems, then what won out? Then whose gold did they take? Who was the enemy? Who became the enemy of this new jurisdiction? Reconcile in your mind this. What part of America, what part of the Bill of Rights, what part of anything about George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Samuel Adams, the whole bit, gives you any concept, idea, that the United States government, the federal government, can take the gold under threat of jail from the people of America? What world would that even be a possibility, if all things being equal and fair? But they did it. So how did they do it? They created a new jurisdiction where now you're the enemy. So who is the enemy of this new thing? You were. You don't believe me? Whose gold did they take? Did they take Germany's gold? They could have took Germany's gold. Germany's gold is sitting in Federal Reserve Bank supposedly right now. They want to take it, they can go take it right now if they want. But they did. But they didn't. Whose gold did they take? Yours. Because you were the threat. Why were you the threat? Because you had all the power. Do you get it? You're the threat to them. This government isn't your friend. And we think that, oh, America, George Washington, yeah, Thomas Jefferson, yeah, yep, they were our friends. But this new takeover, the more and more it gets pulled from the Bill of Rights, the more it gets pulled from the Declaration of Independence, it's not ours anymore. It's something different. Buckminster Fuller, if you want to overcome a system, you don't fight it. You just create a competing system and pull the energy to there. So the more energy, by our ignorance, by our apathy, by our immorality, the more that energy gets pulled and we get pulled into this corporate system, it's not your friend, ladies and gentlemen. This is the most And other than the Declaration of Independence, that your rights come from your Creator and being solid on that. Other than that, this point is the most important for restoration, for any kind of truth and us being free again. Because the power was given to us by our progenitors. They gave their blood. They gave their life. They gave you this inheritance. And through legalese and corporate trickery and a school system that can barely teach you to read, much less what your rights are, now they're dumbing us down to the point now we're socialist. Socialism is communist light, which is Satanism. Communism is straight Satanism. They know better than you. Or the Declaration of Independence, where your rights come from a creator and then power is given to you. Why has the Federal Reserve not been audited? Okay, you kind of believe me, you're kind of with me. Let's continue on. Why has the Federal Reserve never been, supposedly it's the people's debt, it's America's debt, what have you, all this. Why has the Federal Reserve never been audited? Why? Anybody tell me? I'll tell you why. Because it will take a freaking constitutional amendment to ever audit it. Don't believe me? Okay, let's go to the 14th Amendment, Section 4. Verbatim. The validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law, ... shall not be questioned. I'll read it again. The validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law shall not be questioned. In one foul swoop, they created a corporate jurisdiction where now there's jurisdiction. There's privileges. You see what they did? Our founding father, George Washington, picked up a freaking sword and bled to death, or symbolically, so that you were sovereign to everybody. You were under no jurisdiction. Nobody was over you. You had a loyal freedom, and your only king was who? The king in heaven. Common Sense, the most prolific book in American publishing history, percentage-wise. Common Sense. It asks, some say, where is the King of Heaven? King of America, only in heaven. That is what's passed down to you. That is what we are losing. And these churches, these neutered, good-for-nothing, they might as well go to the Elks Club, these churches, are not teaching you any of this of who you are. The churches in 1770 banged the pulpit and said King George was offending God. We're not having a political discussion here. This isn't political. This is by Almighty God. You are compelled to pick up a gun and shoot redcoats. Do you get it? Do you get who you are? So who are you? The most important question you will ever ask yourself, religiously, spiritually, and politically. Who are you? And whose are you? So in America, whose are you? Who are you? And people say, well, they're doing this, No. Stop it. Stop being a victim. We're not into victimhood on the Power Hour. We're into our own freedom. The state, George Soros didn't take your children by the hand and walk them down to a public school where they can't talk about God, where they teach them secular humanism, and then 12 years later they come out as socialists and want to take everything from you and want to tear down statues of Thomas Jefferson. Who did that? Did George Soros do that? No, you did. Sorry if that offends you. We all have things in this. Look, you don't think I have things? I have to examine myself all the time what's going on. It racks my brain. It keeps me up. What are we doing here? What can I do different? What, you fast forward this, you know where it's going. You think, well, I guess the, you know, Jesus will come and just save it and just everything will be fine. Really? You really believe that? You really believe that? That we're not going to suffer at all? That there's no responsibility to us? That we just hand over our dominion? We hand over our inheritance and our birthright? Sell it for a bowl of porridge? You think there's no consequence to that? You just think that's just fine? And if you're a man of God, you're going to let that happen? And you think a church, if it's worth anything, 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 if your church is worth anything, it will inject you with some of this information and at least let you know who you are. So, well, we just do whatever the God, you know, we're subject to. You are? I just read to you from the Supreme Court Justice from 1793 what he said. You're not subject to the Constitution. It created no jurisdiction for you. It created nothing you are subject to. You are sovereign. Who is the enemy of this? Who did they take the gold from, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see now they're starting to censor people's voice? Why am I getting so bombastic about this or so outward about this? I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on this radio. Do you hear, see what's going on? Lou Dobbs just got censored. They just shut Lou Dobbs down for having the guy with the freaking documents. Here's the proof right here about the migrant caravan. You think they're going to let me keep talking about the 14th Amendment and how they stole your birthright? How much longer do you think they're going to let me say that to you? Are you kidding me? Everything is on the line. Everything is in your hands. I hate to be so dramatic, but this stuff keeps me up at night. And I know I'm right. I know it. I know it as sure as I'm standing here. And I promise you, we have the power. I promise you, if you will beg God for help and pray your way out of this and really look to this and look to get up to speed on this and to proclaim it everywhere you go. When somebody brings up something, oh, you know the government took the gold, right? You know they made us enemies in 1933, right? You know that. You know when you signed a birth certificate. On my birth certificate, where my mother's address and name is, it says informant. You know what informant means? It means someone who gives privileged information to an agency. Privileged information. One who turns one over. Informant. It says informant. My father doesn't even sign the thing. That makes me a bastard. So then they take possession of me, and then I go to school. Now I'm subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, of the quote-unquote USA, the U.S. system. Now you're a U.S. citizen. Now you're a subject. Now you're a state. Now it's socialist. Now it's socialism, not what our founding fathers gave us. Do you see? Do you see what this is going to take, ladies and gentlemen? Do you see the scope? Do you see how big this is? There is no other solution. There is no other solution. Stay tuned, Joe.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy, storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high-fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great-tasting and easy-to-fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna. Food storage you'll love to eat.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
My next guest is has been waiting patiently, and ladies and gentlemen, right before it comes on, I thought about this over the break. I'm going to declare the power has been and the dominion has been given to us, and I'm going to declare that a country has been so blessed as this, and has been so much freedom, and prosperity, and opportunity, and reverence for the divine. I'm going to declare that all those who want those things, they will have an opportunity to restore them. I declare that opportunities, the knowledge, the truth will come forward now for all those who want it. And all those who don't want it, that they may just rest in the sewer of tyranny that they've created for themselves. And those who want freedom, that they will rise above it and grab hold of that magic jewel that had been given to us, an inheritance and the dominion and the crown placed upon it. And they will keep that crown upon their head for themselves, for their children. And no matter what comes to us in the future, that freedom, that love, that justice, that truth, that the Bill of Rights, that the Declaration of Independence, that our inheritance will stay forward to our generations for time and all eternity in the United States, on the United States of America. Let it be done. Let it be done. Our next guest is the purveyor of Straight Money Analysis, straightmoneyanalysis.com. He has spent 50-plus years as a Wall Street professional, not involved in it or researched it, as a professional. In the 60s, he got involved. And, you know, he's the kind of person that's forgotten more than you ever knew. You know, that kind of person. That's Joseph Meyer. Always have a great time when he's on. Love to have him. Joseph Meyer, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Good afternoon, Daniel. Thank you and the Power Hour for having me. Always a pleasure to visit with you, Daniel. Thank you so much.
Right off the top, and you made some great predictions, and we'll go back over them so people can see. You know, it's been back, you know, two or three times over the course of, 8 months? You've probably been on two or three times.
Yes.
And you've made some pretty bold predictions. We'll review those so people can see how accurate you've been.
Okay.
But we were talking about gold during the break. let's talk about gold, because, you know, in 33, they stole the gold from the American people. They said, you give it to us, you're going to jail. You know, if that makes any sense, but that's what they did.
People turned in, as you know, and were given $20.70 an ounce. And once the government collected all the gold from the population, they revalued it at $35. That's exactly what happened.
And what's the percentage? 15? What's that, 75%? They just basically just stole 75% of their money by doing that.
Precisely.
Let's talk about Fort Knox and Federal Reserve.
Okay.
One, Ron Paul certainly made a push to audit the Federal Reserve. Nothing's happened. The Fort Knox, I know it's been audited at one time. Discuss that.
Well, the last audit of Fort Knox, as you know, took place during the Korean War in 1953. There's never been another audit since then. And as we had discussed earlier, it'll take a constitutional amendment to get the authority to audit the Federal Reserve.
I think that's such an important point that people, we need to get that message out to people so that they know how serious this is. 1953, the gold. Do you think there is still gold in Fort Knox, some gold in Fort Knox? What do you think?
I believe it when I see it.
What are you from, Missouri? Are you from Missouri now? The show me state?
Do you know that the U.S. government still carrying officially the gold reserves of the United States on their books at $42.50 an ounce? Do you know that?
No, I didn't. Explain that. Explain what you just said. That's interesting.
Well, the government is valuing the gold that's on deposit at $42.50 an ounce. As you know, it closed tonight at $12.31. When you talk about silver, take a guess what the official government price on the books is for an ounce of silver. See if you can come close.
I'll say $1 because it used to be. I'll say $1.
$1.29 an ounce, Daniel.
Oh, I was close. Wow. Why? Is that because of the last time it was in circulation, that's what it was, or what?
Well, they valued it at the end of World War II. They were holding over 5 million ounces of above-ground silver. They've exhausted that stockpile. I believe if the government's holding any silver, they're holding very little.
When you say stockpile, why would a country stockpile silver? You know, I guess gold is more readily people do that, but why do they stockpile silver? Same reason or industrial? Why?
Used industrially, used militarily, Daniel.
Well, that's true. I didn't think about that. It's people's money. I apologize, Joseph, for bringing you on so late. This is a short segment. We got a break. Another long segment coming up. Let's continue to go. This is very interesting. I want to know the silver and gold, the Wizard of Oz. Originally, her shoes were silver. It was gold. You know, the path was gold, and her shoes were silver. That's true. And the original Wizard of Oz. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Joseph Meyer, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
Robert Bowers, a suspect in a deadly shooting at a synagogue in Pittsburgh, appeared before a federal magistrate today.
Prosecutors have said they will seek the death penalty for Bowers and are going through those steps. Pennsylvania State Senator Democrat Jay Acosta joined Fox News and was asked about security at churches and synagogues.
I don't think that's where folks want us to be, but I think it's unfortunate that we've come to a point in time that's what we need to talk about, and I do believe that conversation will be something we take up.
The United States is continuing to make plans in anticipation of a migrant caravan that is heading towards the United States. Now, the caravan is still over 900 miles away from McAllen, Texas, and even further from other border towns. General Terrence O'Shaughnessy, commander of U.S. Northern Command, on the details of what will be happening later this week.
By the end of this week, we will deploy over 5,200 soldiers to the southwest border.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Getting your engine in top shape starts with getting your oil and filters changed regularly. So come right now to AutoZone and take advantage of our great deals on oil change specials. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150. And things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
As we reported last week, remember, ladies and gentlemen, if you go to vote and you're using the electronic voting booths and you select, you know, all Republican or all Democrat, you know, you can do that usually. Usually you can. Or even if you just vote, before you click the final thing to submit vote, check all your votes. Check them all so they're exactly like you want, especially these key national races like senator. Especially those, because we're seeing reports of them being switched in Texas. We've had confirmed reports. People said they voted all Republican, they went down, and then they looked, Ted Cruz's, it was either not voted for or it went to the, you know, the Irishman who pretends he's a Mexican, Beto, whatever his name is, O'Rourke. It's like O'Sullivan. It's like Juan Sullivan or something. It's not Mexican. Not that there's anything wrong with being Mexican. I think it's just hilarious. Anyway, the point being, check your votes. So, also, the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, of course, Perrier, the clay products is going to be 10% off. 10% off good health naturally. The enzymes, you got to have the enzymes. The curcumin's fantastic. The alpha lipoic acid R, Dr. Sherry recommends the full spectrum vitamin E, not the one type or two type, full spectrum vitamin E. If you want these natural things to make a difference, you got to have the high quality. That's one of the ways that these researches and stuff have gotten over on us, by using either poor quality or not the right dose or what have you. We have the expert to give you the knowledge. Now, just act on it. There you go. We appreciate your purchases. We appreciate your donations. And most of all, of course, your prayers, your thoughts. The Sun Air Purifier, the furnaces, the ductless furnace. I have both of them. I am not understating this. This is not hyperbole. I love both those products. Love them. They are fantastic. They are efficient. They work. They're durable. They're made well. If my grandfather made purifiers and ductless furnaces, this is how he would make them. They're ingenious. They're unique. I love them. I know they cost, but they're worth it. You know, good old American way is worth, and it lasts. I love both these products. Mother Earth minerals are all in. The calcium, magnesium, iodine, chromium, copper, potassium, all at the Power Mall. Happy Bodies products to detox the phosphatidylcholine, which is so important, is now available at thepowermall.com. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. And, of course, gift certificates are available. And so if you buy $100 in gift certificates, we'll give you $110 for the $100 so that you can give them great gifts, what have you, or just you can use them later to buy or whatever. You can use them however you want. We appreciate, again, your attention, your purchases, everything. Thank you so much. Getting back to Joseph Meyer from Straight Money Analysis, has been very accurate. He's forgotten more than, 90%+ of the people even know in this business. And we're talking, we'll get to his predictions because he's been very accurate, and we need to go over that. Let's go back to the silver. You told me before the break that the federal government values the silver that they have on hold, if they have any silver reserves, at about $1.29, and gold at a little over $40. Continue that thought.
Well, I think it speaks volumes to the scarcity of above ground gold and silver as we continue to see prices move higher. As you know, this is the only sixth time in over 200 years that we've had a super cycle commodity bull market. I believe we've got 3-4 more years at a minimum for these commodity prices to work significantly higher. I truly do, Daniel.
Let me ask you, one thing on your predictions that's been a little counter to your way of thinking. Gold and silver, you said they were going to go higher. We've actually seen silver drop. To me personally, I cannot believe that silver is in the 14-something dollar range. I can't believe it. Explain that a little bit.
Well, I think we've had a lot of manipulation, a lot of intervention in these markets, as I'm sure you'll agree. And I think when you take a look at the paper contracts that have been written against the physical, there is simply no way they can deliver the hard metal if they're called upon to do it. So I think when you speak to the price of gold and silver right now, they're actually artificial. I think the true value of gold and silver is significantly higher other than what we're seeing currently in the market. I really believe that, Daniel.
Can you explain paper contracts? Tell our audience how they manipulate price by basically out of thin air. Explain that.
Well, they sell the paper against the commodity that they don't own in the hopes
that
they can buy
it
back, certainly for less than they sold it for, and it drives the price of the commodity down, which is in no way reflective of the true source and quantity of the silver that's in the marketplace. That's what they do.
So basically you're saying it's almost like a bet. They're making a bet with U.S. dollars, not gold or silver, with U.S., of course, you know, corporate Federal Reserve notes. We know what that means. But anyway, they're taking these Federal Reserve notes made up out of thin air. They place bets. Oh, I bet that the price of silver is going to go down. And I shove so much money on that bet that the table gets weighted and the price does go down. Is that basically what's going on?
Yes, it is.
How is it ever going to change? What makes you think it's going to go up to the point or something will change or demand will change or what will change this?
Well, I think we're going to see money coming out of all asset classes. I think we've got money coming out of the stock and bond markets. We certainly have money coming from overseas. People are moving out of foreign currencies, buying gold and silver. And at some point, the price is going to move higher, forcing these people to buy back the contract they sold. And we're going to see an explosion in the price of gold and silver. That's what's ahead of us, Daniel.
Do you have a time frame on that, or, you know, any day, or, you know, just you have a year range, or what?
Well, I think we've tested the lows recently. As you know, we traded down to 1167 an ounce in gold and 1392 an ounce in silver. And we're higher than those levels currently, and I think we're going to move significantly higher into year-end and into 2019 and beyond. I'll go on a record as I normally and always do. We will never see these gold and silver prices again in our lifetime, Daniel. We will not. You don't buy gold and silver at these price levels, the train's going to leave the station without.
I don't have your expertise in the subject, but I believe you. And I mean, I don't know what else to say. So if mom and pop are sitting at home listening to us and they want to, you know, protect themselves somewhat against uncertain times, so should they go buy IBM or should they go buy some silver coins? Which one?
I think you want to buy the high-quality silver coins, take delivery of them, and put them away. I think when we look back on what's going on years from now, we're going to question why we didn't do it even sooner. I truly believe that.
Let's get into some of your other predictions.
Okay.
Oil, certainly one. Go ahead and whatever ones you want to talk about in any order. I know oil was one of them. Let's talk about a few of them and how accurate you've been.
Well, you know, people were talking about we'd see $35, $40 a barrel oil, and I thought it was ridiculous. And I did say I thought we could trade to the mid-70 level and eventually move back to 100. I still believe we'll see significantly higher crude oil prices. I think we're going to see higher gasoline prices, higher energy prices on balance. I think when we look at what's going on in the Middle East and, more importantly, what's going on globally, the days of cheap energy are long behind us, Daniel. We're going to have to pay higher prices for all the energy we continue to use. We truly are.
What's oil trading at now? I know it's down around
35, 40.
You've been very accurate with that. That's even if you say $40, it's up 26 or 40. I mean, that's what 50, 60 plus percent. So that's even if you took the $40 number, it's up 60 plus percent in the three quarters of a year probably since you first made that prediction.
Yes.
So you've been very accurate on that. Go ahead. What's another thing that you would like to discuss?
Well, when we talked about the stock market, the last time I visited with you, I told you I thought the market was setting up for a major correction, that I believe that the equity market was coming to conclusion, and I believe it has. And I believe at this point we're in the early stages of a bear market and in the early stages of an economic contraction. That's what I believe is happening currently.
All right, let me ask you something I've heard. I don't necessarily believe this, but I want to run it by you. I think maybe there's some validity to it. I don't know. What's your opinion?
Okay.
When you go and kill cockroaches, this is kind of odd. We're coming on a break, but when you go fumigate cockroaches, as they just about before they're to die, they go nuts. They want to start, you know, promulgating everything. You know, they go crazy, and the thing goes nuts. On the other side, let's talk about that. Is that possible to go on in the stock market? Could we see, you know, things explode up before it just absolutely dies? Well, let's get that on the other side.
Okay.
StraightMoneyAnalysis.com. He's got an offer for you. When we get back, you'll hear his offer and more with the one and only Joseph Meyer. Stay tuned.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, StraightMoneyAnalysis.com is the website. Joseph, do you have a phone number people can call?
People can always call. We're here to answer your questions. Area code 386. The phone number is 677-8642. 386-677-8642. Please call. We'd love to talk to you.
386-677-8642
is
the phone number. And you have an offer. People can subscribe to your newsletter. They can get a whole, much more detail. I mean, it's a fantastic newsletter. Go into real detail on some of these things. I learn a lot every time I read it. You can get a whole year subscription for a six-month price. Is that the deal? Tell them the deal.
Yes, it is. Save you a full $110. You'll get the June and September 2018 issues of the newsletter. And I'll also throw in a free 15-minute consultation with anyone who becomes a subscriber, answer any questions you may have.
Wow.
Can't beat
that's
this
very
offer
good.
With a Ray Donovan baseball bat.
Now, if people can understand who Ray Donovan is, that's another question. But anyway, it's a good deal, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we try to get across. Quickly, and then I want to go to what we talked about during the break. You're going to love this. Or not love it. It's just very interesting. Before the break, I talked about the cockroaches going crazy. Is it possible that the printing presses just get turned up, they just flood with dollars, they're going to stop raising the interest rate, and the stock market just goes nuts, kind of like the cockroaches at the end of their life?
Not this time. It's too late in the cycle. I can't do it, Daniel. It's too much debt already in the marketplace. That tactic will no longer work. I think we've seen the high in the Dow, 26,951. And 29.40 in the S&P 500. I think we're in a bear market. What? The stock market could lose half its value over the next two and a half, three years.
What do you make of the Federal Reserve raising the interest rates? Do they have to do this? Are they killing any growth?
We talked about this in the last show, and even though I had to agree that raising interest rates was the right thing to do, I was very concerned with them raising them too fast. And that's exactly what they've done, and they've spooked all the markets all around the world. These emerging markets all through the world don't like higher interest rates. As I've said many times, higher interest rates and rising oil prices have killed every bull market in history. And it's in the process of ending this one if it hasn't already ended, Daniel.
If the stock market is killed and people are going to be, money's going to be running from it, what have you, money's going to be lost. Usually, at least at first, it seems like gold and silver gets hurt at the same time, or it will immediately shoot up because money will flood in. What do you see?
I see gold and silver benefiting from any further erosion in the stock and bond markets. I think the lows in gold and silver are now behind us. And I think they're offering attractive prices for people who don't own gold and silver in which to become invested in these two markets. Absolutely.
Well, the foreign governments like Russia and China, they're getting gold. They're getting their hands on gold as fast as they can dig it up. I mean, they'll take as much as you can get. Yes, please, just bring it right over here. You don't want America. You don't have any use for this. We'll take it right over here. Thank you. We'll line it up. Oh, it's such a low price. Yeah, you shouldn't buy it. You should sell it. It's terrible. You don't want it, but we'll take it. Don't worry. Here, we got a good place for it. You told me something during the break that just it made me shake my head and just wonder. 7 million people estimated during the Great Depression starved in America. People don't know that. 7 million people in America starved during the Great Depression. Tell the audience what you told me about a whole good, rich, full breakfast in 1933.
At the height of the Depression in Indianapolis, Indiana in 1933, bacon and eggs, toast, juice, and coffee were 15 cents. Nobody had the 15 cents. How do I know that? I had an old-timer on Wall Street who was there relay the story to me. I never forgot it.
15 cents. And that was, a dollar was the dollar was an ounce of gold. So we're talking, ounce of silver, excuse me, an ounce of silver. So we're talking in fractions of silver. 15 cents, ladies and gentlemen.
At the height of the recent turmoil in Venezuela, a one-ounce silver American Eagle coin purchased $250 worth of groceries. That's a fact.
$250 worth of groceries?
Yes.
For 1 ounce. And this, what do you think it's because there's no, obviously the money is worthless, there's such a demand, and there's no way to get it in there. Explain that mania that happens.
Well, you know, you go back all through history, and as I've said many times, history repeats itself. As you know, at the end of World War One, Germany, the Weimar Republic, printed the German mark till it was absolutely worthless. A one-ounce gold coin, 1923, Frankfurt, Germany, bought a whole city block.
Wow. Wow. Do you think it's time? I don't want to get paranoid or get skies or chicken little skies falling here. Is it time people hunker down a little bit and really think about this and at least think about the possibility, just put it away, don't worry about it, it's going to be there when you need it kind of thing?
I think, honestly, we're headed for troubled times. I think this economy is in trouble. I think these markets are showing the volatility that demonstrates bear markets can be very vicious. And as I've said many times, I wouldn't take all the money that's been made in this bull market, but I'll take all the money that's going to be lost in this coming bear market, that's for sure.
Is there any way, you know, people have said, how am I trying to ask this? I'm just convoluting this now, but experts have been on to basically say Trump is there to create a new financial system or help lead the way, that this old financial system is basically dead. There's no more life in it. You can't be the dead horse anymore. That there has to be something new. Do you think it's possible that there is some kind of new, you know, like a Bretton Woods II, like a blockchain technology, national currency? Is there some possibility on the horizon that we're going to transition into?
I think we're going to go back on a gold standard, and I think we're going to see two forms of currency. We're going to see a U.S. dollar, which will be a fiat currency, and we'll have an international dollar, which we'll use for trade that will be backed by gold. That's what I think is ahead of us, Daniel.
Oh, say that. I got to write this down. I've never heard that. Say that again.
I believe we're going to see a dual currency come into play in the marketplace. It's on the horizon. We're going to continue to have a fiat dollar, which is backed by nothing, that we'll use domestically. But we're going to have an international dollar used for trade purposes that will be backed by gold, very similar to what we're seeing with China and the yuan.
Is that because internationally they won't even respect our dollar anymore unless it is? We're basically going to have to write off
that
debt.
That's exactly the reason.
Wow.
Do you know Russia has sold all their treasury holdings denominated U.S. dollars? They don't own any.
Really? I didn't know it was down to zero. That's big. That's big what you just said. 386-677-8642 is his phone number. 386-677-8642. Straight Money Analysis. Joseph, it's been an absolute pleasure, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you so much, Daniel. Let's visit again in the near term. Always enjoy visiting with you, Daniel.
Yes, we've got some great guests the rest of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Sawman Sawyer is going to be here, Perrier, Robert Redfern. God bless you. Take care. Pray.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.